process of driving home from work. So I wanted to check in with you guys, see how you all have been, just to get like a little glimpse of what you all have been up to. My hair looks a mess. I know that's so crazy, but it's like I have not put my relaxer in my hair in like forever, and my hair looks a hot mess. I'm like, oh my God. I cannot wait to go see my hairstylist next week and do this big chop, because honestly, I'm driving home and I'm running my hands through my hair and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm sorry, guys. But today is a beautiful Wednesday. As you can see, this week is like blowing by. I mean, literally blowing by. Serious? And I'm so sorry, guys. Unfortunately, I'm sitting on the phone with you guys and some car decides to swing out in the road and nearly get us in a freaking accident. Like, is he serious right now? Apparently, he wants us both to die, idiot. Anyway, this is why I don't like driving, guys, because there's always that one idiot on the road that thinks that they know what the hell they're doing, and they don't. And then they end up causing accidents because they want to be the idiot ones to swing out in the road when they shouldn't, idiot. I don't understand it. But it's always that one damn car. Oh, hate driving sometimes. Idiots like that. But anyway, moving on from that idiot. I kind of wanted to update you guys on my mental health status. I feel like the last kind of episodes, I've been talking about different things. And like I told you guys, the reason I started this podcast was to talk about my mental illness. And that's the biggest reason that I did this podcast. That's the main reason I wanted my podcast to be out there for the world to see. That was super, super important for me when I started this, was to talk to you guys about my mental illness, my mental health. So I want to kind of update you guys on that today, let you guys know where I'm at, where I stand, all that good stuff, because I want you guys to really see, like, all the things that I'm dealing with and all that good stuff. So, needless to say, guys, as far as my mental health is, it's in a good space right now. I mean, I won't sit here and say that I don't have good days and bad days, because I do. I have days where I'm super, super happy, super, super in a good place, where I'm just really good, and days where I'm not. I'm just in bad spaces. I don't feel good. I'm not in a good space. I have times where I'm just like, I don't even want to do this anymore. I have times where I'm just like, I'm tired of anxiety. I'm tired of depression. I don't sleep at night. I have all kinds of moments. I have breakdown moments where I might cry and, you know, not want to be around anybody. I have moments where I'm good and moments where it seems to be good. And then I'll go back to my doctor and tell them this happened to me and I'm falling down to the wayside and I'm not feeling like myself. And I go through different spells where I'm good one minute, next minute I'm not. It's hard having a mental illness. I think it's really hard when you're dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression. So I'm always trying my best to do the right thing. And I'm always trying my best to not allow my mental illness to be the best of me. But sometimes it's hard. I won't say a lot of you. Sometimes it's tough when I don't want to really be dealing with the things I got to deal with, but I have to deal with it because that's just my reality. And sometimes it doesn't always make me happy, but it's the reality sometimes when you deal with the mental illness. I feel like it's those days like where you just take baby steps and where you just are like, I'm going to take. Okay, guys, I apologize. I was in the middle of talking and then my mom called, so I had to kind of, anyway. Back to what I was saying, I have, like, good days and I have bad days. It really just depends. Like, I'll have days where I'm super good and days where I'm not, like I said, but it's things that I just go through sometimes, you know, things I'm dealing with, things that I'm working on, and days where I just struggle. Like, I don't want you guys to think every day is rainbows and sunshine and I don't have any bad days with my mental health, because I do. I try to cover it up, especially at work, but there are so many times, especially even this week, where I had, like, two breakdowns this week at work, and it was just, it wasn't good, but when I get like that, I just don't, in those moments, I'm crying, I'm hysterical, I'm emotional, I shut down from the world, and the only two people that know how to really bring me back is my mom and my boyfriend, the only two people that know how to calm me down. And I have, I'm just, it sucks to have to be like that. And I go to my doctor and I tell him these things, but his solution is always, let's up your dosage on your medication. So I went from taking 5 milligrams of Lexapro to taking 10 to now I'm taking 20 because I go to my doctor and I tell him these things and he's like, let's up your medication. And I told my boyfriend, I said, you know, the funny thing is, every time I tell him I have an issue, his main concern is let's up your medication. But I, like I told myself, I can't keep upping my medication every time there's a problem. Otherwise, I'd be somewhere in the hospital dead from overtaking all this medication. You know, I don't feel like, in my opinion, medication solves everything. I feel like it's something that can control it, but it's not going to solve everybody's problems with mental illness. It's just not. And if you're looking for medication to be that, it's not. Medication is a temporary fix. It's not going to solve all of our problems. So you got to get to a realization of that. And sometimes you've got to get to a realization of maybe I need to try to wean myself off of me. So at some point, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life. At some point, I want to be weaned off. At some point, I want to feel like it's going to be okay and I don't need medication to survive all the time. That's what I want to feel like, you know. And I hope I get to a space where eventually I can do that. So I just wanted to kind of give you guys a little update that I am doing okay for the most part, but I still am struggling too and dealing with things. I mean, I have not been on my blog site in like God knows how long. It's been like a month now probably. Because I took like a mini break from everything. I wasn't doing the podcast. I wasn't doing the blog. I wasn't even on social media. Like, I just kind of disappeared for a second because I was dealing with so much with my mental illness that I need to step away from everything and everybody. And that's what I did. And I took some time for me. Now I'm proud to say that I'm back. I'm not going to say I'm fully back to myself, but I'm proud to say that I'm at least able to podcast with you guys and communicate with you guys again because I missed it. And I'm proud to say that at least I can just communicate with you guys again because I kind of missed you guys. I did. I'm not even going to say kind of. I really did miss doing this podcast and I missed all of you. Shout out to all of you that have downloaded my stuff. Like, it means the world to me to know that people out there are listening, know that someone cares about little old Sherelle, even though I'm a little crazy over the top, and I have my crazy moments and my good moments and all these moments combined together. But thank you for all of the 1,000 of you that did download my podcast. I truly, truly appreciate it. It never goes unnoticed. It never goes unnoticed. But yeah, I got to get back to my blog, but I don't know. I got to get my topics in my mind right before I write a blog post. I keep saying every day I'm going to write. And then every day I pull up WordPress and I go to type it and I'm just like, you ever like get writer's block? I just get a writer's block and I'm like, I don't know what the hell to write on the blog today. I just don't. So I definitely got to get back to doing the blog thing. But it all takes time. Like, it's one of those things. I have to be in a good mental space in order to function to do the things I love to do. Like my blog, like this podcast. If I'm not in a good space, I can't give my all to you guys. I can't give my all to my blog. I got to be in a good space to do everything. And I'm still trying to get to a good space. I'm not fully there yet, but every day I'm getting close. So it's like, just doing this right now is good for me. It really is. But, yeah, I know eventually I'll get to a space where I'll be able to, like, you know, do all these things that I love to do, you know. But it's all a process. And I'm yawning. I think I'm tired, a little bit tired. Oh my God, I never realized my volume was turned all the way down in my car. Lord, because I forgot that I was reading and recording. So, yeah, it's those things like that, guys. But, gotta keep pushing, I guess. You know, that's what it takes. You do whatever it takes. I don't know. I cannot stop yawning. You ever yawn one time, then it's like a train reaction. I'm surprised my phone has not died because I really didn't charge it that good last night. And now because I didn't finish all my work at work, I got to bring my paperwork home and do it, and I don't want to.
I can't even really relax when I get home. I gotta type this paper, type these dang papers up, unfortunately. Oh, God, I don't want to. Oh, my God. Let me stop. I need to stop. I need to save my voice, right? Or just keep my day job, because I know I can't sing. But, you know, so I'm in the process of heading home. I'm tired. Today was a draining day. I just want to go home, relax for a second, eat something, watch something on TV, and just rest, because I'm tired. I haven't been sleeping at night. Like, the last... The last 2 days, I have not been sleeping. This sucks. Like, I'm like, I need my sleep bad, but I have not been sleeping at all, and I'm sitting here like, I need to get some sleep, because I'm no good when I don't have no dang sleep on me. I'm no good at all. I'm not good for nobody when I don't have my sleep. So, I don't know. It does not even feel like spring where I live. Like, I'm telling you, every morning when I go out to my car, it's frost all on the windows. It's all these, between the frost on the windows and ice on the windows. And it's a mess. It's like, I thought this was spring. It does not feel like spring at all. This weather is, like, the worst. The worst. Not good at all. I have a headache and I can't stop yawning. It's driving me nuts. But, yeah. I don't know. Probably AC blowing on me. That's what probably is. But, yeah. But I don't know what. The weekend's getting close. But, yeah. I'm doing good, though, guys. So, wondering. I just updated you guys on my mental health status. Like, it's getting better. It's getting there. It really is. And you know what's still heavy on my mind, though? This whole crime and stuff. Like, that's been bugging me all week. Ever since this whole Nipsey Hussle thing came out, I'm not going to sit here and lie. This whole crime thing and people dying young and then going on Twitter and Instagram and seeing that post Lauren London did about Nipsey Hussle, I was, like, bawling my eyes out. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I just can't imagine. My heart just breaks so bad for her. It's like I just want to go up to her and give her a hug because I just break just knowing that, you know, she's never going to see the person that she loves again, that's the father of her son. It's just sad. I don't know. That's really been bothering me. It's so crazy. I just hate to see people die young. I just hate to see, you know, all this crime and killing and violence. Oh, so crazy. You know, I just, like I've been saying, I just hope the world gets the love they need so we all love one another and leave the violence, you know, alone. Let's just put the gun down. Put the guns down. Stop killing. Let's love one another more. That's all I can say. You know. Oh, God, so sad. But, you know, other than that, you know, just got to be thankful for the life we have, be thankful for each day, and love one another, like I will continue to say, and be thankful. Every day on this earth, you got to be thankful. Every day on this earth, you got to be blessed, you know, and thank God for allowing you to see another day, because there's always somebody out there who's taking their last breath, so that's not going to tomorrow. That's why they always say you live for tomorrow, not for today, because tomorrow may not come. I mean, you live for today, not for tomorrow. Sorry. Lord help me. I'm twisting the quote all up. But yeah, you live for today, not for tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come. So sad. But, you know, I guess it's life, right? Amongst other things, I've been watching some new TV shows. It's this TV show that I watch every Friday, which I'm going to be sad when next week I go out of town to my boyfriend. So, guys, I have a new phone plan and a new phone, so I definitely will be able to record out there because I'll get service out there now that I got Verizon. Thank God, because I was giving, like, no service. Just give you guys the FYI. But And that's for your information, just in case anybody's like, what is FYI? But I'm educating. So I'm excited about that out-of-town trip, but
I should be able to record,
you know, talk to you guys freely. It should be all good. Well, I just smacked my lips. I just feel like, what is wrong with me? You know when girls put lip gloss on, they be like popping their lips. I'm like, oh, no, she didn't. But updating you guys on the whole situation from yesterday about my coworker. She actually was nice to me today. I kind of threw it over my shoulder. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not so pissed about it, because I am. But it's one of those type of things where I'll forgive, but I just won't forget. It's one of those things, like, I'll talk to you and be cordial because we work together. But as far as, like, us being buddy-buddy, you can scratch that, because that ain't happening. But I'm just learning to be cordial. Got to be cordial because, you know, you work with people, so you got to be nice, unfortunately. But, like I tell y'all, you can't let one person stop your show. So, you can't. Yep, you cannot let one person stop the show. I really do hate 5 o'clock traffic. Like, I just want to hurry up and get home. I'm so tired now that I've been in all this dang traffic. Like, can you please get it together? Get it together, because I'm sleepy right now and I want to take a nap. I'm ready to take a nap in traffic. That's how tired I am, guys. No, it is ridiculous. But it's the reality, so yeah. I just popped my lips again. What is wrong with me? So yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know. But yeah, everything's good. It's been a beautiful Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. This week, bye. Been peaceful, everything's been good. I mean, I'm just blessed that we get to all see another day. I'm just glad that everything's on the up and up and we're all doing good and all those the things. But again, guys, if you're gonna send me messages or anything like that, just to let me know what you want me to talk about, I'm all for it. Or if you want to reach me, you can go to my blog, Sherelle's Blog.media. Email chomer220@gmail.com. Just any way you want to reach out to me and all that good stuff, I'm definitely here. If you guys want to talk about any certain topic, Friday will definitely be Lighting Up Friday. I don't know which one it is. It might be 6, 7, or 8 by now. My number count is completely off. I got to look it up. But we'll do that Friday. Sure, we'll have a good time with that. And we'll talk about some things. And in honor of love, even though, you know, Valentine's Day is gone, I still want to do, like, just an honor of love. And just, not just love, but an honor of, I can't think of the word, I'm just my tongue, but an honor of love, an honor of being kind, an honor of just softness, not all rough around the edges. I know my words might now seem crazy, but let's just have a Lighten Up Friday Q&A that's all about love and happy, stuff like that. Soulmates and all that stuff. And the reason I want to do that is just we have to learn to appreciate our loved ones. Because like I keep telling you guys, you never know when it's going to be your last time seeing someone you love. We're going to do a cute Q&A about love and happiness and keep the sunshine, the rainbows, and it's going to be fun for us, okay? So we're going to spread some love. And also, guys, something cute that I think I can do, we can also turn Saturday, maybe we can do Friday, can be Lighten Up Friday, Saturday can be something too. The name was just in my mind, I just went blank. But we can do something on Friday if you want to do like not a Lighten Up Saturday, but kind of like where we just do like light topics on Saturday. Just kind of spread awareness and just spread love and all that good stuff. I think that's just super important for us to do. you know, spread love, spread cheer, spread all these those good things around for everybody to see. And that's the most important thing. So I'm definitely going to come up with some ideas for this podcast, and we're going to keep it pushing, keep it moving. And I definitely hope everyone's having a beautiful day. I'm about to end this because I'm heading home. I'm tired, sleepy. So I will catch you guys later. I hope you enjoyed this day. Talk to you tomorrow.